Hello, it's Aaron Smith here from the British Dyslexia Association. Welcome to the second BDA podcast. I said it's with Aaron, and it's also with
Dom.
I like that. That's all right. Dom is just going to be called Dom. Yes, it is Dominic, who is our communications officer here at the BDA. So we've got a few things we're going to talk about today. So we're going to first talk about the autumn conference lineup. I'm going to just tell you a bit more about the conference on the 20th of September. This is our employers' conference, which is focusing on considerable change in... See, I knew this would happen.
Provision.
Provision, that's the word. Thank you very much. As you know, I'm dyslexic, so I'm going to be very open. The employment conference will focus on considerable change in the provision with the new access to work contacts for November 2012, which the BDA has significantly provided for dyslexic employees. Is that correct? I read that right?
Yes, you did.
Oh, that's brilliant. That's all right. Thank you very much, Dom. This conference here, we've got Professor Amanda Kirby is already confirmed, with Claire R. Oliver, Tim Durking, and our joint chair, Margaret Maupaz. And keep an eye on the BDA website, because if you look at this conference, it's actually free if you're an individual member or an organisation member. We'll talk a bit more about that later. So what other conferences have we got coming up then, Dom?
Thank you very much, Aaron. We've got two other conferences. The first one I'm going to speak about is on the 26th of September, and this is entitled Building Literacy Skills, Dyslexia, Multilingualism and Foreign Language Learning. Now, as you can guess, that's focusing on multilingualism and foreign language learning. And we've got a great lineup of speakers, including Dr. Margaret Crombie, Dr. Tilly Mortimer, Liz Horobin, and the rest of the Bath Spa University research team, alongside Dr. Anne-Margaret Smith from Cumbria University and Professor Ian Smythe, who will be going through some assistive technology there as well. So that's a great lineup. Again, like I say, 26th of September, that's central London, and places start from 150, so really good value there for a whole day conference. And the final conference we want to mention quickly is on the 8th of November. Again, this is in central London, and this is dyslexia and co-occurring difficulties. We've got speakers looking at all the different areas within the co-occurring spectrum. So we've got Lindsay Peer looking at Asperger's, Bruce Evans on visual disturbance and stress, Steve Chin on dyscalculia, Rosie Wood on speech and language, Amanda Kirby on dyspraxia, and Fintan O'Regan on ADHD. Again, prices there start from £150. There's more information on all of these conferences on our website. If you go on to bdadyslexia.org.uk, on the left-hand side, there's a link straight through to all the conference pages. It says Conference Programme Autumn 2012. If you just click on that, it'll take you straight through. Or alternatively, there are latest updates on our Facebook page, as well as lots of other things on our Facebook page. So I'll get that plug in there quite early.
It's quite good, getting Facebook in there. We've also got, in autumn, the Dyslexic Awareness Week, which is, Dom?
It is from the 8th to the 14th of October. The theme this year is empowering teachers, because that ties in with the initial teacher training petition we currently have running on the government's e-petition website. The petition basically calls for all teachers to be trained in dyslexia awareness in their teacher training, which currently it's not mandatory. There are some colleges that do it, we must point that out, but it is not mandatory and most do not receive this. So we are trying to raise awareness of this issue within Parliament. So we've started this petition and thousands upon thousands of people have signed. So thank you very much to everybody who has signed. But we still need more signatures. And the petition closes on the 31st of October. So Dyslexia Awareness Week will happen about 2 weeks before we get the last chance to sign. So it's the last big push. So empowering teachers to teach everybody in their class, not just those that don't have any kind of learning difficulty. So it's really important to sign this petition.
Yeah, I really am fully behind Dom in that sense that as a dyslexic myself, we need to support every dyslexic in this country, and supporting teachers to understand what dyslexia is will help them in greatest need. What else is going on Dyslexic Awareness Week? Because as the BDA, we do lots of other things as well.
We do indeed. Sorry to cut you off.
That's
there.
Fine.
Well, we have our Arts, Inventors and Writers competition and our annual awards. The Arts, Inventors and Writers competition is for artists, inventors and writers.
Believe it or not.
Yeah, no, shock horror. And those three categories have three age categories within them. The three age categories are primary, which is anyone up to the age of 11, secondary, which is 11 to 18, and adult, which is 18 and over. So the entry requirements are basically you have to be dyslexic and you have to send us something. That's it. We will take anything, whether it's a short story, a poem, a painting, a photograph, a sculpture, a new rocket to take us to Mars, whatever you've got, send it in. We are having a panel of judges to assess the best person, and then we'll have a lovely evening where everybody's work will be displayed and everybody who entered will be invited down for a nice party, which sounds like good enough reason to entry.
It definitely does.
On that. But it's a fantastic evening, and so we encourage everyone to enter that.
Please know that me and Dom at present are not aware we're on the judging panel, so we're not swayed by any bribes. But saying that, I have actually seen some of the entries come through the post, and they're looking pretty good.
So. No, they are. They are absolutely fantastic. Every year, the quality just blows me away. It's absolutely brilliant. But yeah, so that's the competition. Do get working on it quickly. Closing date for entries is the 17th of September. Okay, so that's about a month away from now. So get your thinking caps on.
17th of September?
Yes.
It's actually about 5 days from now. No, it is a month away. What month are we in?
We're in August.
We're in August, yeah. Yeah, it is actually a month away in 3 days' time.
Yes, thank you. So, yeah, do get your entries in. You can send them here to the BDA offices. Again, go onto our website and there's more details on there. Or, again, on Facebook and Google. So we'll keep everybody posted on progress and stuff like that. But do get your entries in. And the other thing is our annual awards. Now, there are lots and lots of categories, so I'll just quickly run through all the various categories that we have awards for. We have member-nominated Local Dyslexia Association, Outstanding Organisational Member, Volunteer Awards, Lifetime Outstanding Contribution in the Field of Dyslexia. Now, this is a two-part one. There's either volunteers or academics. Then there's Parent or Student Commendation for Services to Dyslexic Individuals for Teachers, Teaching Assistants and Schools. Student Commendation for Services to Dyslexic Individuals for Colleges or Universities. There's the Entrepreneurs Award, which is broken down into the same three categories as the Art, Inventors and Writers Competition. So that's primary, secondary and adult. There's the Outstanding Achievement Award, which again is in primary, secondary and adult categories. And that's actually the end of the list. I didn't realise. I thought there was a bit more. But yeah, so they are all the categories in which you can enter for awards. For more information, you can contact Oren Lean at the BDA here. If you email her on admin@bdadyslexia.org.uk, she'll be able to give you all the details about what you need to do in order to enter the competition, the awards. But essentially, we need 250 words supporting each nomination and the name of the person and where they are from who you are nominating. So do get all of those in. Again, the closing date for the awards is the 17th of September. And we'll all have one big party and celebrate everybody for being fantastic.
And that's a really good thing. Now, that is all going on in Dyslexic Awareness Week. We've actually got one other thing going on in DA Week, or DAW as we call it in the office. The BDA goes to a number of exhibitions over the year, and actually at the end of DA Week is Special Needs London. This is based at the Design Centre in Islington. It's an external exhibition, so it's not part of BDA, but BDA as an organisation will be exhibiting there. So come down and see us. We're on stand 23. Yeah, I got it right. I should know. I booked it, so I should know what stand I'm on. So come down and see us on the 12th and 13th of October. Come see me and Alan. Dom might even show up there, and we'll probably...
If we're lucky, yeah.
And we may even do... we may probably do a podcast from there as well.
So that's Dyslexia Awareness Week for this year. But we've also got a couple of other events, and Aaron's going to talk through the first one.
So we're... it's actually the BDA's 40th anniversary this year, so we're going to celebrate this by having a concert on Saturday the 6th of October. This is a brass band concert done by Marlow Town Band, which is a local band to Bracknell here. It's only just down the road. It's a really good band. I've heard them before, and I've actually played in their band. So you may get to see me there. This is at John Hamden Grammar School in Marlow
on Marlow Hill in High Wycombe.
Thank you very much. It's a good job that Dom's here and he can read my script for me. Tickets start from £8. Children tickets are £5 for under 12s, and a family ticket is only £20. You can actually get these now on the BDA web shop.
You can indeed.
I noticed the other day. So you can buy tickets for both events that Dom's going to talk to about the next event. Or if you want to get tickets another way, you can contact Dom either by emailing media@bdadyslexia.org.uk or tickets@bdadyslexia.org.uk.
Just to keep it simple.
Just to keep it simple. You can contact us any other way, really. You could actually ring us if you wanted to, but there is you can find the phone number on the website. Dom's going to tell us about the other event.
Yes, the other event is it's a meal and theatre show. And it's going to take place at the Mill at Sonning. The show that you get to see is called Caught in the Net, which is a sequel to Run for Your Wife, which was basically about bigamy. And in this sequel, his two families, the offspring from the two families, apparently meet online and want to start a relationship. And so the bigamist is trying to keep them apart.
I'm getting quite worried about what we're going to let ourselves in for on this.
But well, yeah, but there you go. So not only do you get the show, but obviously, as I said, you get a meal. It's a matinee performance on Sunday, the 16th of December this year. So you get the meal. And there's a bar there as well, so you can enjoy a drink in the lovely surrounds that is the Mill at Sonning, and then you go get to see a show. So the sort of food and everything like that is from about 12 till 2, and then the performance kicks off at 2:15. And yeah, so it's going to be a lovely event. There's a few members of staff going down, so you get a chance to see us. Tickets are £48, including the dinner, so that's a really, really good price. So if you are interested in going or you want to know any more information, you need to contact Liz here at the BDA, and her email address is lizw@bdadyslexia.org.uk. All our email addresses have the same ending, so it's just the beginning bit you need to try and remember. So yeah, that's lizw@bdadyslexia.org.uk, and she'll be able to help you out with anything on that event.
So also this year we've got our AGM and Members Day on the 20th of October. The Members' Day is a day for all the family and for all members. We can actually now say that we've got confirmed coming speaking is Margaret Malpass, BDA Joint Chair, BDA CEO Dr. Kate Saunders, and BDA's Head of Education, Katrina
Cochran.
Thank you, I know that. And I can also say now that actually we've got Jonty Herndon coming to do a talk in the afternoon to you all about inspiring dyslexics. You may have to hear me talk a little bit as well, but we don't know. I'm trying to get a few other people to turn up and help us with that, but we'll know more later date. So if you're not a member, like I said earlier, go onto the BDA website, click on the membership section and see if you can join us. Come and see what you want to do, join either as an organisation or as an individual. Or if you can have a look as well, we do have local dyslexic associations around the country, and see if you want to join them. They've got more benefits to local people. We've also, as I said about organisational members, we do have the Organisational Members Day coming up in October, but that's for organisational members. If you want to find out more, you can always have a look on the website. I think we can just say that if anyone wants to talk to us, we can do this, can't we? Is that right? You happy with that?
Yes, please do get in touch. Easiest email to get in touch with either myself or with Aaron is media@bdadyslexia.org.uk. We're going to be doing podcasts pretty regularly from now on. Perhaps not once a week because, you know, work gets in the way sometimes, but we're going to try and do at least 2 a month. So if there's anything you want us to talk about, you know, or you just want to let us know what you think of the podcast or anything like that, then do get in touch. We want it to be a really sort of community-based project this, so you know, we want people to get in touch as much as possible. media@bdadyslexia.org.uk.
And for those that are dyslexic, that's media, I'll say that again, media@bdadyslexia.org.uk. You can also, as we're using the YouTube channel, you can click on the green button on the top of the screen that says leave a comment or record a podcast to our channel. So you can record your own comments as well using your Audioboo account. So I think we've done our second podcast. So
we have. And we are, and also we shouldn't forget to mention, we are on iTunes.
We are on iTunes.
So yeah. You can subscribe to our podcasts and receive them as soon as they are made. freshly onto your iPod or what have you. Yeah, you can carry it around in your pocket.
Yeah, that's a good thing. So hopefully we'll speak to you soon. Take care, everyone.
Bye.